Check out Slug Magazine's merch store through Big Cartel for crewnecks and snapbacks designed by Trent Call, zip-up hoodies designed by Slug's lead designer, Joshua Joy, and Death by Salt albums featuring rad local music.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Hi, I'm Denny Fuller, and I'm the head elf in Denny Fuller and the Elaborate Elves. This one's a little bit funny for me to maybe admit, but I remember being in family Christmas in the living room and getting Beauty and the Beast VHS from my grandparents in 1991, and I would have been five. I remember watching it and just being like, well, I love this movie. You know, what's the big deal? I don't know, I'm just surprised they didn't give me like a Transformers cartoons or something, you know, or Power Rangers that were probably popular at the time. So I remember getting Beauty and the Beast VHS, and I'm sure it's in DI somewhere now, or in someone else's home. When I think of Christmas, the kinds of emotions that come up are, I would say, happiness, empathy, tradition, a big one for sure, hope, and nostalgia. The kind of nostalgia I get is both, really real and fake. I would say listening to the music brings you back to hearing those songs for the first time. We all know that feeling that we can't explain, and I like recreating that feeling in the studio. Like, my wife and I, we watch Home Alone every Christmas season. It doesn't matter how many times we've seen it, we just keep watching it, and then we just quote it before it happens and stuff, and that's the nostalgia. Even though it's new nostalgia, we're already creating new traditions and whatnot, and I hope I would be able to pass that on to the next generation. I love funny homemade decorations that we made in elementary school. I still have some of them. We put them up on a tree and stuff like that. And I love the fictional characters of Christmas. Santa's funny. The elves are funny. Frosty the Snowman. I'm trying to create my own characters as well with some of the music and whatnot. So, what prompted me to start making music as gifts for family and friends was originally Sufjan Stevens, to be honest. I read something about his Christmas album when I first bought it that said, oh, I just recorded these songs and I figured I would just give them to friends and family instead of buying them gifts. And he was inserting his own original Christmas songs in there, and I was like, well, man, I guess I can write my own Christmas songs. Why can't we rewrite the book a little bit or change the rules? Just because we don't want to sing, you know, I'll Be Home for Christmas or Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas or The Christmas Song, which all those are top-notch songs, by the way. But let's add something new to the conversation. The reason I consider music to be a gift is because most of us would agree that music is special and unlike anything other that humans can do to connect with each other. Without saying words as well, and I don't want to get too cheesy here, but we all love music, and it's just, I don't know anyone that doesn't like music. It's a kind of a trip to begin recording Christmas music in the middle of the summer. Because those songs, like I was saying earlier, have that nostalgia of the snow, snowman, Frosty, Santa, everything's cold, and then you walk outside and it's 100 degrees and you're in your tank top and your shorts and you're still got Silent Night stuck in your head. this project specifically, I invested, I estimate, probably 115 hours because I did everything, really. So we got vocals, trumpet, glockenspiel, ukulele, euphonium, acoustic guitar, electric bass, organ recorder, Indian flute, clarinet, sleigh bells, tambourine, various percussive instruments, music box, and even a Burger King toy. I love kind of being that multi-instrumentalist guy because I really respect guys like Sufjan Stevens, like I said earlier, or even Ty Siegel, I guess, for extreme different end, that are recording all these albums, or Ariel Pink, where they're playing, you know, 90% of the instruments, or even Beck with his last album, Morning Phase, and stuff. But I just have such respect for people that really try things, and we're going to fail as multi-instrumentalists, but we keep going because that's what you have the studio as your friend. This year's Christmas release from Denny Fuller and his Elaborate Elves entails many, many things, but I will shorten them as much as possible. We have three traditional songs, four originals, and the genres that are going to be throughout the EP are pretty... I genre hop quite a bit. It just creates a little bit more excitement to do stuff like... On this album, I did a surf western song, is what I call it, minimalist song, a la Philip Glass, Steve Wright kind of stuff, a neo-quasi-baroque folk type of song as well, and then another one where my wife and I sing falsetto, and we sound like a kid's choir, and I've showed it to a couple friends, and they're like, oh, nice, who'd you get to sing? Like, where are those kids from? And I was like, that's Bridget and I, and they just kind of laugh, and they're like, I guess I could hear that, but that's pretty high. Nice job, you know. So I kind of trick everyone into thinking we got a kids' choir to sing on I Saw Three Ships. I got a lot of other cool sounds happening, like I bowed glockenspiel with the violin bow. I bow music stands as well in one of the songs. So I'm trying to create some cool ethereal, metallic-sounding texture as well. Real loose and high and flowy. So the songs on the album, It's Christmas Again, the four originals are Danny the Elf, which is a music box song, the minimalist type one, which is called Shh, It's Snowing, and then we have this kind of quasi-70s TV, like Hawaiian theme kind of thing called Wake Up Johnny, It's Christmas Again, and my surf western kind of Beach Boys-y song called Sunshine Christmas, and that one's kind of like the pop song, the backbone of the album. The three traditional songs I recorded were I Saw Three Ships, we have Good King Wenceslas, which is a weird blend of recorders and upright bass, or double bass, and a little bit of trumpet and ukulele in there. And the last but not least, everyone's favorite, Silent Night. And that one is the one that's very ethereal and has the bowed glock and the bowed music stand. And it kind of features a brass quintet. I originally wrote it for a brass quintet. And when I started recording it with the brass quintet, it just sounded too dry. Because in the studio, things come off differently as live. And if you saw that live, they all have different attacks and they take different beats of the measure. And it's really exciting because it's like this stereo, boom, 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 all on different instruments for each one of those notes. But in the studio, once I got that all done, I was like, this needs something more. And that happens when you're producing your own records or producing other people's. You're just like, it needs more. So I started stacking more and more things, and it ended up being like the most tracked out song of the record. But you might not even be able to tell. There's probably 35 tracks in that song. A lot of double tracking and different glock takes and stuff so I can weave the sounds in and out. But that one's exciting. I think people will be very relaxed by that song. It'll be a good one. And we recorded all these songs at my studio that I share with Joe Hernandez, who has been producing in Utah a lot of hip-hop and rap for about 8 or 9 years. And he's got a lot of good good clients around here and a lot of good work, and we don't have a name for the studio, but we're over at the Fallout building on 6 West and 6 South. So if anyone wants anything recorded or wants stuff produced, just let me know. So the things I want to add to the Christmas music conversation would be fun, easy listening arrangements, maybe a modern classic or two. We can all hope for that as songwriters and producers. And I want to introduce new Christmas characters. We have Danny the Elf, who is one of my friends who I wrote the music box song for a Secret Santa present. And we have Johnny in this other song. And there's no lyrics in it, but you kind of get the feeling of the title that says, "Wake up, Johnny, it's Christmas again." And the title can go of the album, "It's Christmas Again," can go both ways. Like, we're excited, it's Christmas again, because the title has an exclamation point and a question mark and another exclamation point. But then it can also be like, oh man, it's Christmas again? You know, like, whoa, like, Christmas always gets so busy, and we've got 10 events every week that we're trying to go to, and 10 events we can't make it to, even though we want to go, our friends and family have invited us to. But so it's like this kind of push and pull of the real and fake nostalgia and real and fake kind of things that happen with Christmas, the commercialization, but then also why it happened in the first place, but then why maybe secular people celebrate it as well, because it's traditional and it's kind of fun and it's heartwarming, and we start to think about other people. The project is taking shape live for the very first time, and it's been years since I've arranged some of these songs, so it's very exciting for me. We're going to have a 9-piece, which is huge. Even St. Boehm, the other group I play in, rarely has a 9-piece, and that's like when we play the Galvin Center or something. So I rounded up all my elaborate elves, is what I call them, and we're going to have Bridget Fuller, which is my wife, and Connor, her little brother, Connor Flynn, Kevin Flynn, her dad, who is a professional soprano sax player and flautist as well. He plays with a lot of jazz groups around town, and he's kind of one of those veterans that just is solid and has the most beautiful tone on his soprano sax. It's amazing. And Beau Underwood, the leader of St. Boehm, Parker Childs, who is the double bass player in St. Boehm, Allison King, violinist in St. Boehm. So we got about half of St. Boehm in this group, but they're just such great musicians and they learn fast and they're fun to play with, so I'm stoked to have them. Ian Francis, whom I play in The Boys Ranch, it's a surf rock group that I do, and we also play in Primitive Program together, kind of a post-punk new wave group. So Ian, I trust him as a percussionist and drummer. He's going to come along. And last but not least, we have Tom Call, who is a jazz trombonist, whom I'm mixing his jazz record right now and almost done with that. And so he was like, yeah, I'd love to help you out. And this stuff will be a piece of cake for him with all the complicated jazz stuff that he already does. So it'll be fun and maybe a good release for him as well. And I think we'll have Josh's soul sit in a number or two, maybe take a solo, you know, just kind of hang out, play organ on Sunshine Christmas or something. So I'm really, really excited to get this show going. So this is going to be the release show, and we're going to have physical copies there, CDs. I know CDs are on their way out, but if you like supporting local music and you like the art on it, which is some great art by my buddy Derek Michael Brennan, you can buy that there, or you can buy it at www.dennisfuller.bandcamp.com. You can actually download it for free there if you want. It's going to be on Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, and iTunes by the end of the week as well. But make sure you come see us at the historic Baldwin building in Mill Creek. That's 3474 South, 2300 East, on December 8th from 7 to 10 p.m. We're really excited about this show because we're partnering up with the Asian Association of Utah, and we're going to try and benefit the local Utah refugees as much as possible with a suggested donation of $5, and you can donate more if you'd like as well. Joshy Soul and friends will be playing, Carl Ward and friends will be playing, and Jake Birch with Andrew Gulledge will also be playing. and a DJ set by DJ Woo Dubs is going to spin the Christmas classics in between the sets and before and after and whatnot. And we'll do some sing-alongs at the end, and conducted by me and maybe a special guest, Saint Nick, will show up as well. Really excited for this. This next track you're going to hear is called Sunshine Christmas, and it's got a good beachy feel, so relax.
I love all those end things.